Welcome back, welcome back. What a week, folks. I swear my coffee machine is working overtime just to keep up with the headlines. But hey, that's why we're here, right? And speaking of keeping up, we've got the one and only Katie here with us tonight. Katie, thanks for braving the LA traffic to join us.
Miles, always a pleasure. Honestly, the traffic was less dramatic than some of the news we're about to dive into, so I'd say it was worth it.
Oh, you know it, because we've got some serious buzz brewing in the music world, specifically over at Kencore Records. It feels like a chess match, but with more catchy hooks.
Right? I saw the announcements and my first thought was, is this genius marketing or a full-blown sibling rivalry brewing? It's just too perfectly timed.
Exactly, because we've got Savannah Brooks dropping a surprise single, Two Most Wanted, featuring the new signee Nova Ray. And then, almost simultaneously, Zyra announces her single Candy Drip with a release date. Both Kencore artists. What are we to make of this, Katie?
Miles, you hit the nail on the head. It's like Kencore Records is saying, here are two incredible artists, now let's see who wins the internet today. My money's on a calculated move, but the drama potential is just chef's kiss.
Oh, it's definitely a fight. I've already got my fantasy bracket set up.
Malik, you're always ready for a showdown. But Katie, you think it's calculated? Because Savannah Brooks dropping Two Most Wanted with Nova Ray, a brand new signee, that's a huge spotlight for Nova. And then Zyra's Candy Drip announcement right after? It feels like a direct challenge.
It does, doesn't it? But think about Kencore's track record. They're masters at generating buzz, especially for emerging artists. This could be their way of doubling down, creating a conversation that benefits both Savannah and Zyra, and, of course, Nova Ray.
Or it's a Hunger Games situation. Only one can survive.
Malik, you're going dark. But I get it. There's a fine line between healthy competition and, well, a full-blown pop star rivalry. Have you ever seen a label pull something like this so overtly, Katie?
Oh, absolutely. I remember back in the early 2000s, there was this one time two major artists on the same label, both with huge fan bases, dropped singles on the same day. The label swore it was a coincidence, but everyone knew it was a strategic play to dominate the charts and get all the media attention.
And what happened? Did it work or did it just create bad blood?
It was a bit of both, honestly. They both charted incredibly well, but the artists themselves ended up having a very public, very petty feud for months. It was great for headlines, not so much for their friendship.
So we're looking at a potential Candy Drip versus Two Most Wanted Twitter war? I'm here for it.
You're always here for the chaos, Malik. But it does make you wonder about the artists' perspectives. Are Savannah and Zyra in on this strategy, or are they just finding out like the rest of us?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? If they're in on it, it's a power move. If they're not, then Kencore Records might have some explaining to do. Imagine putting all that work into a single only for your label mate to drop theirs the same day.
It's a bold move, especially with both artists gaining so much popularity. These are highly anticipated releases. It's not like they're unknowns.
Maybe they're just trying to see who the real queen of Kencore is.
That's one way to look at it, but it also forces fans to choose, or at least to divide their attention, which for an artist can be a little nerve-wracking.
So if you had to guess, Katie, is this more about generating buzz for the label, or is there a genuine belief that this kind of head-to-head release benefits the artists individually?
I think it's a bit of both, but heavily skewed towards the label's benefit. They get double the press, double the social media chatter. For the artists, it's a gamble. High risk, potentially high reward, but also high potential for frustration.
I just hope they don't end up in a diss track battle. Though, that would be epic.
Malik, you're already writing the lyrics, aren't you? But seriously, it's fascinating to watch. Kencore is known for these strategic releases, but this feels like a new level.
It really does. It's almost like they're testing the waters to see how much competition their artists can handle and how much the fans will engage with that kind of dynamic.
Well, I know one thing. My social media feeds are going to be absolutely wild. Everyone's going to have an opinion on which single they're more excited for.
I'm starting a poll right now. Team Savannah or Team Zyra?
Malik, you're a menace. But that's exactly what Kencore wants, isn't it? All eyes on them. Katie, thank you so much for breaking this down for us. Always a pleasure having you.
My pleasure, Miles. Always fun to dive into the music industry's little mysteries with you.